When President Bush took office, he quickly began to undo much of the foreign policies and approaches that had been characteristic of President Clinton. On most issues, the Bush team labeled the Clinton approach soft, too personal, or not realistic. From the Middle East to Russia, financial bailouts to defense policy, the Bush administration insisted it would follow a new and tougher course. But in recent weeks, President Bush has had to soften that tougher approach. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
While they were out of government, many of those who would become President Bush's top foreign policy advisors, in the White House, in the State Department, and the Pentagon, had great disdain for the policies of the Clinton administration. They published articles and made speeches and contributed to studies that rarely had anything positive to say about the Clinton foreign policy. Now, says Gideon Rose, managing editor of the journal Foreign Affairs, the Bush administration foreign policy team is sounding much like its predecessor.
In a number of areas, the Bush administration came in pledging to reverse the course from what they saw as the mistakes of the Clinton administration. This was true everywhere from the Middle East peace process to relations with North and South Korea to the stalling of missile defense. In a number of those areas, particularly recently, the Bush administration has come around to something that, if not exactly was the Clinton position, then at least is closer to it than what it originally decided.
Initially, President Bush tried to avoid direct engagement in the Middle East peace process, but that proved to be impossible. He expressed his distrust of negotiations with North Korea over its missile and nuclear weapons programs, only to reverse himself last week and order the continuation of talks begun in the Clinton administration. His aides, among them National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, expressed skepticism about U.S. involvement in Balkan peacekeeping missions, but later came around to the policy pressed on them by the NATO allies and now publicly repeated by all senior advisors, including Rice.
The president's made very clear that we are going to honor our commitments in the Balkans, that he understands that we went in together, that we will eventually come out together.
On issue after issue, the administration has had to back off its initial positions. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill initially opposed financial bailouts for troubled foreign economies, but that's precisely what the administration agreed to for Turkey recently. President Bush walked away from the Kyoto Treaty only to acknowledge yesterday the serious evidence for global warming. Even on missile defense, the administration has come up against the reality of opposition all over the world, including the very European leaders that President Bush will meet this week. Again, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice.
On missile defense, I think that I would not characterize it as disagreement. I would say that we're in the midst of ongoing consultations with our allies about how to best move forward to address the common threats of today's security environment. The consultations have just begun, and we look forward to talking with the Europeans. But the one thing the president will really underscore is that we have more in common than we have in disagreement.
The one great benefactor of this shift in the administration's outlook is Secretary of State Colin Powell. There has been a policy battle underway in the Bush administration. Some call it a struggle between officials who worked in the Reagan administration against officials from the earlier Bush administration. Some call it moderates around Powell versus hardliners around Vice President Cheney and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. There's no question that the State Department and Powell are carrying the day for now, says Gideon Rose.
Essentially, whether it's on taking a hard line towards North Korea, trying to oust Saddam Hussein, and of various other issues, putting forward missile defense. There's a clear hardline tack that got a lot of publicity early on, but it's being reined in. All these are views that are more in keeping with the Colin Powell State Department than they are perhaps with Donald Rumsfeld's Defense Department.
There are many reasons for this. Foreign policy experts often are freer to take more extreme positions when they are out of government. Inside government, they run up against the costs of changing policies in spending, votes in Congress, and the actions of other nations. Lee Hamilton, the former chairman of the House International Relations Committee, now director of the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, says sometimes the options experts believe exist simply do not, such as the option to reject talks with North Korea or to avoid engagement in Middle East peace efforts.
When you actually have the responsibility of governing, time and again, you find that your predecessor wasn't quite as bad as you thought. There is a real tendency to move back towards the center as the realities of foreign policy questions come upon you.
This is not to say that the Bush administration won't go its own way in foreign affairs. But there's no mistaking the fact that for now, President Bush's foreign policy is beginning to resemble in many ways the foreign policy of Bill Clinton. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.